These two last things, Rashi says, Eishes Achiyav, your grandfather's sister, or your grandfather's brother's wife, that's like one erva. It has to do with your grandfather, that's called like one. So therefore we have 14 so far. The one that we poshed, your mother's brother's wife, and here your grandfather's, those should be the 16. That's how you get 16. So the still, I saw a taker that says 16 that are written li yisura. Omalei said back to him l'taymich. He have iksiv l'tera. Let's say you would have said that 16 are mutter. Who would have said these are mutter? Me have a samchus alayu. Would you be samech on the heter that was written there? To my brother Rav Noam Yichosim alayu. That he give a signature. You found the ksav, you found a piece of paper by him saying 16 are usur. It doesn't mean he gave a chsim, he signed it. Hashtanami, the ksiv l'yisur, even though you found a letter that said there were 16 that are yisurim, lav ma brede rav no yichosim alayu. But I call upon him, it wasn't his signature, he didn't sign on it. So true, I believe you, you found the ksav saying 16 are usur, but the ma'isa, we don't pass with that. The mashma's not the locha. Mashma, your grandfather's sister, and your grandfather's brother's wife is mutter to you. We hold, like Amema said, that Amema achshar b'yeshas achiyavi of it. We hold these those last two are mutter. And here that he sounds 16, it's a yitakasu that way, but we don't ask like that. It wasn't a chsim on that ksav, it wasn't from or him himself. So far we have eight in our Mishnah, and we have eight in the Mishnah, and we approach this last one, Lisura, your mother's brother's wife is also us, even from the same mother. And now the next six are Tonid Vayabchiyah. What are his six? Maratonid Vayabchiyah. Shlishi Shebevnoi. The third generation of your son. Vishebevitoi. And of your daughter. Vishebeben Ishtoi. And from your wife's son. Vishebebas Ishtoi. Shniya. And of your wife's daughter is also called the Shniya. The Rosim of the Rabbanim. So Rashi says like this. Shlishi Sheba B'noi. That means Bas Ben B'noi. To a Bas B'noi Erva. In other words, Bas B'noi, the daughter of your son, is an Erva to you. You cannot let her marry a lady, her daughter, or her granddaughter. So the kids say you can't marry your wife and the granddaughter, that's Rosim of the Raisa. Now the next generation, that's only Rosim of the Rabbanim. So Rashi says, Shlishi means Bas, the daughter, Ben Benoi, of your grandson. The daughter of your grandson is on the Yasatum of the Rabbanim. The Sheva Bitoi, the same way if you'll be your daughter. Bas, Ben Bitoi, the granddaughter of your daughter. Sherei Bas Bitoi, the daughter of your daughter is Erva, it's Asim of the Raisa. Hilkach, one generation less than that is Asim of the Rabbanim. Bas Ben Bitoi, your granddaughter's daughter, that's Asim of the Rabbanim. Yeshniya. V'chein bas ben beno shalishtoi. The same thing, not only if it's yours, and it's your wife. Your wife had a son from before, or your wife had a daughter from before, it's the same thing. Midiraisa, you can't marry a lady and her daughter or her granddaughter. That's also midiraisa. And the Rabbanan said, one more generation down is also midirabbanan. Will soon be a shalal, does it go all the way down at Saif Kaldaris, or only the third generation and not more? That will be a shalal soon. So that's what Rabbi Chiya said, the Shlishi, the third one down of your son, whereas your grandson's daughter is Asim the Rabbanim. Same thing, your granddaughter's daughter is Asim the Rabbanim. Same thing of your wife. Right, and now, Revi, where's the case of a fourth generation? Shebachamov, of your father-in-law. Your father-in-law's daughter is... Josh Revi Shebachamov. Dor Revi Shebachamov. Hainu, aim Chamov. It's called upward says this. Aim Chamov. Your father-in-law's mother and his grandmother is Asar. Vudor Revi Liishtoi. Viishtoi Bechlal. Here we're including your wife. Because you have a wife. So now, your Chamov, that's one generation up. Now his mother is Asa Midiraisa. Now the one above that, that's Asa Midrabbanan. That's called Revi Shebachamov. Shebachamoisoi. Shnir, that's Asa Midrabbanan. Your mother-in-law, aim chamoisai. Your mother-in-law's great-grandmother is also midrabbanan. Now, your mother-in-law's mother is also to you midiraisa, because you married the daughter, So the mother is one erva, and the mother's mother is also asa mediraisa. Mediraisa, you can't marry a lady and her daughter or her granddaughter. So go the other way upwards is also asa mediraisa. If you married your wife, that's the daughter, so you can't marry her mother, or you can't marry her mother's mother. And mediraisa is also one generation up, the great-grandmother, that's asa mediraisa. We'll soon see why this is called the fourth and that's called the third. Like if you include your wife, it's called the fourth. Without your wife, it's called the third generation. Now, first of all, Omele Ravina Ravashi. My Shino Lamala, the Kachosh of Loli Ishtoi. How come we're going upwards from your mother-in-law's mother? We say four generations, mean your wife is included. Your wife is one generation. Your mother-in-law is the second generation. Her mother is the third generation. And you're saying her grandmother, that's what's awesome in the Rabbonin. So you're including your wife in the first one, and you're going four up after your wife. My Shino Lamata, how come we want to go downwards? So if you marry your wife, you can't marry her daughter or her great-daughter. They're not including your wife. They're just saying, see, three generations down, which means not including your wife. Because if it would be including your wife, it's the exact same mister, upwards or downwards. I mean, they're the same ways, upwards or downwards. The kids of the Yisrael Torah is, you can't marry your wife, her daughter, or her granddaughter. That's Asa Midiraisa. One lower than that is Asa Midrabbanan. Now, going up it's the same way. Can't marry your wife, you can't marry her mother, you can't marry your wife's grandmother. That's also mitaraisa. Your great-grandmother, that's also mitarabonin. So how come going up, we include your wife and call it four generations. Going down, we don't include your wife, you only say three generations. It's more sounds like this. Lamala di yisuri mikoyachishtu, when you're going upwards, it only has to do with your wife. It's nothing to do with you. It's your wife's mother. Therefore, kasi is chashav lu. That's why we include your wife in the first cheshbin, and we say going up, it's four generations of zasser. Mashenke lamata, going downwards, to yisur alav mikoyach ishtoi kasi. It doesn't have to be because of your wife. First of all, it could be anusas. It could be that your stam has nus with an isha, and you had a daughter. That she's zasser to you, and her daughter is zasser to you. So the kids, you don't have to come on to your wife. Your own children is zasser to you because she's your daughter. You don't need your wife involved. Therefore, like a chashav law. Therefore, it doesn't include your wife. It just says downwards, it says three generations, don't include your wife. You don't need your wife to be after cheshbin. It's your own daughter. So your daughter is also to you. You're also with her daughter. But the great granddaughter, that's only also with the rabbon. For the Gemara, v'hoden ishtoi ubas ishtoi, your wife's son or your wife's daughter, the yisur mikoyach ishtoi kosev like a chashav lay. Where it's not yours, it's your wife's, then the Khuri have to come on to your wife's Isser. So again, downwards wasn't, say, a fourth generation. And the Gemara added, the Tony Sholosh Doros Lamata, the day, Vloechoshva, Tonanami, Gimel Doros Lamata, the door, Vloechoshva. Once we talk about your generation, or your daughter, we're going to go three generations down. So even when we talk about your wife's daughter, really it should be called four generations. We don't change it already. As going downwards, since sometimes because of you, it's your daughter, even though sometimes you have to come on to your wife, because it's only your wife's daughter. But since sometimes it's your daughter, we don't include your wife, we say three generations down. Whereas going upwards, it's only because of your wife, we say four generations. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. Shniyas Tevei Rabbi Chiyah. These Shniyas are Rabbi Chiyah. Yesh Lam Hefzik or Yen Lam Hefzik. When it says the fourth generation upwards, does it mean only the fourth and not the fifth and sixth upwards? Or Yen Lam Hefzik, it goes all the way up. The same thing downwards. Your great-granddaughter, your great-great-great, keeps on going downwards. Or else maybe no. Only the third downwards and not more. Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Yom Rav, Dalid Noshim Yeshlam Hefzik. It had before, four Noshim have a Hefzik. The Sulai, not more. Mashim, all other Ervis, they're also all the way up, all the way down. Tomorrow says again, Dilma ki kama rav, lihimas nisim. He's only going on the Mishnah, the price we learned before, but not on Rav Chiya's halacha. Maybe on Rav Chiya's halacha, they are a hefsik. So you can't bring a proof from here. Toshima, bring a proof. Rav Chiya himself says, shlishi ravi, mashma shlishi ravi in. Only the third generation down and the fourth upwards is also. Tfei loy, but not more. Mashmi, great, 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 great granddaughter is mutter to you. Tomorrow says no, Dilma me shlishi vielach. The third generations and downwards, all of them are also to you. Mrevi v'yelach, upwards, all of them are up also. So you have no proof. Omalei Rav and Rav Nachman, Chazi Mar Haim Rabbonin, the Yosim Rav. I found that Talmud Chacham came from Eretz Yisrael. The Yom he said like this: Boy Marova, we call it a Shalom Marova. So kids to this first shot, they weren't pressured to Shaila. We have a suffix if those Erevs have a Hefsik or a Lehefsik. The Gemara says a new Shaila. A Tamachokin came from Eretz Yisrael and he said like this, V'yomar, boy v'marov in Eretz Yisrael, they asked a question like this, Goz v'shnias begerim oiloi. If you have a guy that was Mizgai, became a Jew, and then let's say also his aunt was also Mizgai, is he also with his aunt now? On a ger, did they make the Xeris of shnias or not? Or loy gozru. One svar loy gozru is because they're not really relatives anymore. The klal is gershin is gayer is kakotin shanela dummy. Once you're misgayer, you have no shaychas to your relative anymore. I go soon say, midiraisa, if a brother and sister are misgayer, they're mutter now to get married to one another. If a gayish, a brother and sister are misgayer, midiraisa the mutter, because midiraisa we say gershin is gayer is kakotin shanela dummy. But midirabonim though it's awesome. So shalom is the rabbonim make zeres on the shnias also. Omale, he answered back like this. Hashto, ma erva gufa. Madach an erva, like her own sister. That really midiraisa, she's mutter. In other words, with two, a brother and sister was Mizgai and became Jews, really they're mutter get married together. Ilav, if not, exerim the rabbonin, shlo yom, they should not say, boye mekdusha chamura, lekdusha kala. That they're coming from a Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. As if to say, when they were Goyim, they weren't supposed to get married together. And now when they're getting Jews, they're allowed to get married together, like it's not a Svara. There's a Svara to say that just like when they were Goyim, even Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they're not supposed to marry their own relatives. A brother and sister are not allowed to get married together. So as a Gzera, you shouldn't come to say, when you were a guy, you were allowed to get married, you were not allowed to get married to your sister. And now you become a Jew, you're allowed to get married to your sister, we don't want to say that. So therefore, with Rabbanim, we tell them they're not allowed to get married together. But that's all, is, if not for this Svara, like God's will be Rabbanim, the Rabbanim wouldn't have made Gzera. Is the Shnias me boy? So like, for sure, the Rabbanim did not make Gzeras on Shnias. In other words, if you're Mizgayer, and let's say your grandmother's Mizgayer, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Since your grandmother's only Yosem with Rabbonin, so therefore by a ger, if a grandmother and a grandson are both Mizgayer, you're allowed to get married together. Omer Rav Nachman, Gerim, Hoyo v'yosel yodin, since Gerim coming to our hands right now, Lema b'milsa, let's say something about Gerim. Achim minayim, let's say two brothers and the same mother, is lo yidu, even if they're both Mizgayer now, lamaisa, they should not say this together. But the Rabbanim, they shouldn't say Eidus. If they do say Eidus, though, they do say Eidus. Havadi b'dievet is kosher. Because the same klal, Gersh and Nizgayir is kakon shanel adomi. See, even though by two Jews, two brothers, can't say Eidus, they crave him. Moshe and Aaron apostle Eidus, they crave him. But two Goyim, though, were Nizgayir, really, midirayis of the kosher. But with Rabbanim, again, they should not say Eidus. But when? Only two brothers and the same mother. Because then you know for sure they're brothers. What about Achim and Av? If there are two Goyish, they were Goyim, but only brothers from the same father, not from the same mother, then Me'idin L'chatchila. Now that they're Mizgaya, they both become Jews, they're allowed to say Eidus L'chatchila. Because why? Because they only had the same father, so they had different mothers, you're not sure it's the same father either. About by Goyim, they have Znus, so you don't know for sure they're the same fathers. Or Nochshtak, Rashi says, Rachmon Afkar Elazari, Mitzri. By Goyim, the father has no yichus. By Goyim, the only yichus is after the mother. So therefore, if they have two different mothers, they have no shaychus to one to another. Therefore, now that they're Mizgayir, lechatchil, they can say this together. Amemer said no. Afilu v'achim inayim. Even brothers from the same mother, nami midin, lechatchil. Still, they can say this. Because now that they're Mizgayir, they're allowed to say this. Yes, well, says no. Even two Goyim, that were only brothers from the same mother, and Churav as Goyim they were called brothers, still when they're both Mizgayim have become Jews, Nami Me'idin, L'chatchila, they were allowed to say this L'chatchila. Here we don't make any Xerim with Rabbonin. For the Gemara, Maishnam Arois, how come by Arois we say they can't get married together? If a brother and a sister is Mizgayim together, from the same mother, they can't get married, why not? If you're telling me now they can say this together, because we say Gershin is Gayu, Kekon Chanel Adami, Sahura, why can't they get married also? Have the Gemara Erva Lachol Mesura. Erva is not Gayat to anybody. Whoever wants to get married gets married. So make a Gzera if people see two brothers and sisters getting married, they'll think you're allowed to get married. They'll think Jews can get married like that. and they won't know. Mashenken Edus, a svarin coming to Bezdin, say Edus and Bezdin, le Bezdin Mesura. Who accepts Edus? Bezdin. Is the Gershin is Gary Kokonchanelo dummy. Bezdin knows this halacha, that a Gershin is Gary Kokonchanelo dummy. So Bezdin is going to let two goyim, two brothers, now that they became Jews, say Edus together, Bezdin won't make a mistake and say that a regular two Jewish brothers are allowed to say Edus. Bezdin doesn't make mistakes. Bezdin know that two Jewish brothers are also, they're psul, they're craven. It's only here that they were two goyim, and then they're mizgayir, the klal is, gershin is gayir, kikon shen elodami. So at the Mishnah. Mi shi yesh loy, Baruch Hashem, now I give out a little bit easy gemara. Mi shi yesh loy ach, whoever has a brother, mikol mokum, any type of a brother you have, and you die without children, is zokikas eshes achiv liyibam. Your brother's wife has a mitzvah yibam now. No matter what type of a brother you are, we'll soon see, even if it's a mamzer, no matter what type of, he is a brother of yours, from the same father, there's a mitzvah yibam. The achiv hu l'chol davar, he's called your brother for anything. Chutz, excluding, true, you had the same father, but your father had you from a Yiddish wife, and then your father lived with a shivcha, or your father lived with a shiksa, and had another son, then you're not called brothers. We had before, the son of a shivcha goes after the shivcha. It's not after the father, it's after the shivcha. It's called a goya. So that's not called your brother. But as long as your father lived with two Jewish ladies, then they're called brothers, and if one dies, there'll be a mitzvah yibam. Mi shiyesh lo ben nal mikol makom poiter eshes aviv min hayibam. Whoever has a child, any type of a child, we'll see in Gemara what it means to say, so even if it's a mamzer, notice the man had one wife, and from that wife he had no children, but he lived with another lady, and he had a child from there, now if he dies, there's no mitzvah yibam. Yibam is only if you have no son at all. But if you have a son, mikol mokum, any type of a son, it's poiter eshes aviv min hayibam. When the son's father dies, there's no mitzvah yibam. Ve'chayiv al makosoi, even a mamzer is chayiv al makosoi. If he hits his father, he's chayiv misa. Ve'akiol osoi, and if he curses his father, he's chayiv misa. O benoy l'chol davar, he's called your son l'chol davar. Chutz. Again, excluding if the Jewish person lives with a shivcha. Or if you live with a shiksa, with a goya, so then again, the child is not a Jew. The child goes after her. That's not called your son. If that son hits you, he's not chayiv misa. It's not called your son. So the Gemara. What does it mean? Any type of a brother you have, there's a mitzvah yibum. Omer Rav Yehuda lasuya mamzer. Means even if your brother was a mamzer. In other words, you had parents, you were born from your parents, and your father had znus with another isha, even with isha, chai v'krisa, the kid's a mamzer, still he's called your brother. But from the same father, he's called your brother. For the mafshita achivu, avad, he's your brother, why not? Because the other lady was also a Jew. So therefore, he's called your brother. Well, mad teimai would have thought. Leilav ach v'ach v'm ne'yakev. No, we have before. We learn out mitzvahs yivim. It says, Yeshu achim yachtav, loshen of achim. We learn it out from the achim of b'nei Yaakov, that they're called achim. Is ma'al ha'al and k'sherim. Maybe over there, the shvatim are all k'sherim. V'loi psulim and atmam zerim. Those are called brothers. Afkan k'sherim v'loi psulim. Maybe here for mitzvahs yivim also, only if your brother is a brother, kosher a brother, but not a mamzer, not if you have a brother who's a mamzer. Maybe there's no mitzvah yibum. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of our mishnah. No, even though your brother's a mamzer, still there's a, if you die, your wife has a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah yibum on your wife. For the more of yei mochanami, maybe it's taka true. Maybe only your kosher brother, and not a posla brother. And the more kivun linyan yibum. Miftar, niftar, since there's a svara, that if you have a son, even though you have a mamzer for son, and then the father dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. Since the son, any type of the son, we'll soon see how we know this. Patis yibum is a svara, mis